living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so let's talk about making your own herbal remedies. I'm here with Holly Bellabono. She directs the award-winning apothecary Vineyard Herbs, Teas, and Apothecary in Martha's Vineyard and the Bellabono School of Herbal Medicine, where she trains and certifies community herbalists. Her new book is Women Healers of the World, the Traditions, History, and Geography of Herbal Medicine. Holly, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great book. I got a copy of it, and I started sharing it with some of my coworkers here at Life Extension. We have a couple herbalists, and when it was time to start preparing for my segment with you, Holly, I had to go run it down. Everybody was reading it, so that's a good sign, right? That's awesome.
That's great.
So we do like it. Let me ask you this. Do you think that there's a revival in plant-based healing in the United States?
I think so, yeah. I think over the past 20 to 30 years, it's definitely increased from what it was in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s even. It went through a hiatus there for a while because it's been around for a long, long time, as in hundreds and hundreds of years.
Right.
But in the early part of this past century, it did go kind of underground a little bit for a variety of reasons. And then in the 70s, it started coming back. A lot of the women that I interviewed in my book were starting to awaken to these ideas in the 70s, and it's definitely on a roller coaster upswing right now. I think it's the kind of thing that comes and goes, but it's always here.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'm a medical doctor, so I'm kind of a data nerd, Holly. I can't help that. It is who I am. But what's really nice about plant-based healing is there's more and more now, not just the historical evidence for the use of herbs, there's more and more, objective proof that these herbs, spices, plant-based medicine actually works. So when you put it all together, it should be increasing, right? And hopefully it will continue. Hopefully we're not on a roller coaster, right? Hopefully we're going to just be going up the hill now for no more dips. So,
well, it's a really interesting time right now, since we have the capacity and the laboratory ability to test different plants for their pharmacology and their chemical properties, to be able to corroborate the historical use and say, I bet it did work.
What's really cool about it, Holly, it's easy because we can look at something. Let me give you an example. Andrographis paniculata. It's an herb that's been used for centuries for cold and flu, right? And we've known that. So all we did is we took that historical use and said, okay, if they're using it for cold and flu season and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that it works, let's see what it really is doing in the body. And guess what? Andrographis does ramp up the immune system. It does, because it's bitter, it has some antiviral properties to it. So it's easy because we're just looking at what people did in the past, and they knew what they were doing, right?
and we can
confirm that now in the lab. So it really is. What was your inspiration for writing this book? Because this obviously took a lot of work. I want my listeners to know.
How many
people did you interview?
It took 7 years. I ended up interviewing 21 women who live today, and then I featured an additional 10. So there's 31 women in the book. From 20 countries and 16 healing traditions.
Wow. I have it on my I just pulled it over. It's on my desk. It's really nicely done. Great pictures. For my listeners who are really interested in learning more about plant-based healing and some of, obviously in this case, the women who are practicing it, what a wonderful book. How long did it take again?
It took 7 years.
That's a long time for one project.
It was quite a project, it was so rewarding to be able to meet and talk with these women who are so diverse, and they're all over the world. I really hope the readers get inspired by it. I think it's a very motivational book, very inspiring.
Yeah. And it makes a great coffee table book, too, by the way, which is always nice. So it has great information, plus it looks good. So you did a good job there.
Let's
talk about some of the specific recipes in here. So I focused more on the end of the book And for my listeners, at the end, she, you know, Holly lays out for you different types of oils and pastes and stuff like that. So I picked out a couple that I found interesting that I'd like for you to talk about. Tell us a little bit about the warming arthritis oil and how that works.
Yeah. So putting it as an oil means that you're putting these plants into what's called a menstruum. And a menstruum is the liquid that you put it in. And once you put plants in the liquid, whether it's vodka or water or vinegar or witch hazel or oil, that liquid is going to pull the properties out of the plant. And then that liquid is infused with these properties, and that becomes your medicine. So when you do that for something like ginger or turmeric, these really warming herbs that bring blood flow to the area, and they're analgesic, they help reduce pain, they help stimulate blood flow, then you're properties, those properties are in the oil, and it's very easy. It's a folk remedy. It's people's pharmacy, super easy to experiment with in your own kitchen. So anyone who's got arthritis or rheumatic complaints can very easily get some turmeric or some ginger from the grocery store and a little bit of olive oil and try it yourself, and you'll be very, I think, pleasantly surprised that it's as simple as it is.
And Holly, you have all the steps and the ingredients in your book, which are very simple to follow. You know, because this is all natural, too, this is stuff that you can, you know, use over and over and over again. If it feels good, keep doing it, right?
Exactly. It doesn't have the side effects that, say, a cortisone shot would have. Very natural. Now, of course, all herbs do have effects. They have side effects sometimes. Something like this, if you were to use it on broken skin, it would burn. You know, you just need to use common sense. But it doesn't have the addictive qualities or the long-term consequences that many over-the-counter pharmaceuticals do.
Sure. And what a great lead into the next one I want to talk about, because if you do have a cut or an open wound, you have something called wound paste. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So there are other herbs. Instead of being warming or circulatory stimulant, they are analgesic or they are vulnerary. Vulnerary is a great word. I love the linguistic. My book is full of the etymology. And a vulnerary, so if you're vulnerable, you can be hurt. And so herbalists call any herb that can heal a wound a vulnerary. So we've got some great ones such as yarrow and plantain that are astringent. They'll help tone tissues back together. So if there's a cut or a wound, they'll help bring those tissues back together, kill germs, they're antibacterial, and astringe the tissues to make everything tight and clean. Great, simple remedy for first aid around the house or at a campsite. Very easy to use and a great way to introduce yourself to herbs.
But what's nice about this wound paste, it's not just, you know, going, it's not just killing off some of the bacteria that might be in there, but it's really about healing the wound. Which conventional paste in oils and salves, they're just antibacterial, right? In this case, you're actually healing.
Right. You're encouraging new skin growth, you're bringing the skin back together, and the skin is such an incredible vehicle, an organ of its own. So you're protecting what's underneath at the same time. You can use lots of different common things. You can use honey in your paste. You can use water.
Right.
You can use bentonite clay. You can get very creative with it, and the plants will still do their job. It's a lot of fun to work with them because they're versatile, and it's hard to go wrong.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to mention this because I want to make sure we get your website in. We only got about a minute left. You mentioned water remedies. Is this a way to clean water that you're talking about in this part of the book?
Water remedies are ways to extract properties from the plants into water so that you can either drink it as a tea or pour it in your bathtub as a soak or rinse your face with it. Very simple, easy ways to get the goodness of plants and their fragrance to you.
So, Holly, tell us the website where people can purchase the book.
So people can go to vineyardherbs.com. I live on Martha's Vineyard, so it's VINEYARD herbs.com.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Holly, so much. It's a great book. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.